So today we're talking about habituation, how we can break free from it, and how we can keep life exciting. Have you ever wondered why the excitement of something new eventually fails? Your favorite song stops giving you chills. That expensive perfume you once loved now barely registers in your mind. You wonder if you're even wearing it. It's because of habituation. This is basically a psychological process where over time we stop noticing what's familiar. It's something our brain does in order to ensure that we can focus on what really matters. If we noticed common things all of the time, it would become quite frustrating. It happens with smells, sounds, relationships, and eventually life itself. And if we're not careful, it can trap us into a cycle of boredom, stagnation, and possibly even a depressive kind of state. But the good news is that you can break free from it. How you can reignite excitement in life. It's some of the reasons that when you're a kid, life's exciting, everything's new. You try out those new things. And as you get older, you end up in the same routines. You eat the same things. You drink the same. You speak to the same people. You have the same job. You do the same routines. You do the same exercises in the gym. Your room is exactly the same as it's always been. You've never repainted it. It's never moved around. That can cause boredom in the soul. So let's look at some examples of how we filter out repetitive stimuli and what this can mean on the grand scale of life becoming boring. Let's say you move into a new house near a train station. For the first few weeks, obviously, the noise is unbearable. Over time, you stop noticing it, and your brain decides it's not a threat and tunes it out. I've been to people's houses that are near train stations or are near airports, and I'm like, wow, how can they live here? But their brain has basically learned ways or created ways to remove this repetitive stimuli. What about smell? We walk into people's houses and it has a particular smell, doesn't it? They don't know what that smells like. They will never know because they are accustomed to it. They have been habituated to it. Same thing as with the perfume, isn't it? The smell of their dog. What about your watch? When you first put on your watch or a pair of glasses, you could actually physically feel it on your skin. But after time, you sort of forget it's there. And actually, when it's not there, you notice it more. If you're someone who wears your watch a lot, when you don't have it on, it feels awkward. This is, again, down to habituation. What about a baby crying? Over time, you can learn to blank that out. What about the noise of a fan in your bedroom in the height of summer? After a while, you stop hearing that, you can go to sleep. What about dogs on walks? When they walk past a brand new scent, they stand sniffing that for a while, don't they? Fascinated by this new smell. If they go on the same walks over and over again, they get bored. If you notice the body language of your dog on the same walk versus a new walk, it's very, very different. What about a partner who snores? Maybe it is something that continues to annoy you throughout your relationship together, but sometimes that person has found a way to habituate and get rid of it from their noticeable sensory emotions. Now, this is something that you can look at as well. What about rewards becoming boring? Receiving gold stars for doing well on a spelling test at school is exciting at first, but over time it kind of loses its meaning and excitement fades. This is why people find themselves in a rut. The excitement they once felt, whether it's the job, the partner, whatever, the stars, it starts to fade. And the thing that they did to motivate themselves, whether it's the gold star or they're going to the gym and doing their routine, it's become boring and monotonous. Not because they're not doing anything wrong, but their brain's so adjusted to it that it's not provoking any emotion, any sensory experience, any thoughts, any deep evocative thoughts. It's not doing any of that. And that's where life becomes vanilla, dry, boring. You're going to the same pub, same beer, whatever. It can become extremely boring. So essentially, it's kind of like a comfort zone. This comfort zone is dangerous. You wake up, exactly the same time. You drive the same route to work. You talk to the same people. You eat the same food. You watch the same kind of TV shows. Before you know it, every day blends into the next. You can't remember doing anything different. Nothing stands out. Nothing excites you. You've habituated to your own life. And when this happens for too long, this monotonousness can become overwhelming. You lose your spark. This is a really good analogy. Can you remember that film, Adam Sandler, the film Click? Basically, he finds this remote that allows him to sort of pause time, rewind, fast forward, whatever. And what he just starts doing is he f starts fast forwarding through the routine parts of his life. The dishes, work, arguments. Because, I mean, why would you want to experience those things, right? But actually, what happened over time was the remote learned itself to skip those parts automatically. After a while, he's basically skipping months and years of his life because all that's made up was work, tasks, arguments, the gym. And he basically just fast forwarded through his life, not experiencing anything. That's what happens when we let habituation take over. The boring, same shit, different day analogy. Now, I'm not saying it's not good to have habits. It is. But there has to be something that excites you. It's the same reason that small city breaks and shorter, weekends away can feel more exciting than a 2 week holiday. Because after a few days on the holiday, the long one, kind of becomes normal, doesn't it? Everything, the resort, the city. And after towards the end of the holiday, you're not that bothered about going home anymore. With the 3 or 4 days, weekend, city break, whatever, it's exciting for the entire time. So, new experiences. A new way of looking at things is the way to break free of this habituation. If you're feeling stuck, uninspired, numb, you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. You just need to reintroduce new experiences to your life. Think about when the last time was that you did something different, did something new. Try the Stranger's Eyes experiment rather. Imagine you've never been in your home before. Imagine you've never been in your car before. Imagine you're seeing your friend as a stranger for the first time. Pay attention to the details, the textures, the colours, and maybe you'll find things or see things that you've ignored for years. What about the 24-hour death experiment? Imagine you only got 24 hours left to live. What would you do differently? Who would you call? Those mundane things can and are, look, I'm not saying just change everything and don't do anything with any substance and don't do anything mundane because that's not realistic. But you do have to have periodically ways to excite yourself, and even on a daily basis, you say, okay, well, I'm going to do something slightly different today, even if it's taking a dog to somewhere, different to walk, whatever. But that's what keeps life exciting, different routines, switching things up. Maybe change the time you go to the gym. Might sound simple, but you might see different people in the gym at that time, different conversations, different challenges, different routes to work, different takeaway places if that's your thing. Maybe a different genre of music that you're used to listening to, different documentaries that you might find interesting. Maybe you want to do something you've always wanted to do. Maybe you've wanted to do a stand-up. Maybe you've wanted to go to some sort of improv night. Maybe you're doing something you're scared of, speaking in public, starting a business, taking some sort of risk. It's why people like gambling, because it gives them that thrill, that excitement. And it's not that gambling is good, but sometimes people need that excitement. It's like if you've ever lived in a big city and it's busy, you've got noises everywhere, and then you go to a quiet part in the countryside, it feels like something's broken. It feels like you're broken. It's like, well, where's the noise? What's going on? It's too quiet. It depends on what you're used to. So, habituation is obviously that psychological thing, let's call it, that means that we can ignore things on purpose to make life easier. But if we do the same thing over and over again, we basically ignore life and we become stagnant. And therefore, habituation can rob you of passion, curiosity, intensity, emotion, all of it. Life's dull because you've stopped noticing it. Because it's so same, you don't even notice anything anymore. Even though you might have a great life, you might be driving a brand new M3. You might be, going and doing boxing somewhere. You might have a great business, but because it's the same thing over and over again, it's boring. The car that you once wished for is now just your car, isn't it? You once wished for a brand new wife, and you've got one now. It's just your phone, and it. Something that you need to understand, we always have that need for change. Change is nature's delight, as they say. So do one thing that disrupts your routine every day. Try something new and keep pushing forward, because at the end of the day, habituation can ruin your life.